who happened to be also teachers, all came together to form a coalition to show solidarity with Azad and to eventually advocate for his freedom. So he has been in prison for 7 years now. He was arrested when he was 26 years old. He was on the verge of defending his PhD thesis. The circumstances under which he was arrested were pretty absurd. He was accused of breaking the window of the office of United Russia, the Putin's party. So it's basically he was accused in hooliganism under a political pretext. And he got 6 years for that. And the only evidence against him was the testimony of a certain witness who managed to recognize him because of his prominent eyebrows. That sounds completely ridiculous, of course. And then there was a second case when he was accused of justifying terrorism while watching television in prison. So when he was about to leave the prison, he was arrested again. And this is also the new tactics of Russian authoritarian regime, which is not releasing political prisoners. When the sentence is over, they are given next sentence. And so that's what's happening with Azad. And a lot of activists are worried about his freedom and about his life because he was tortured in a colony which is situated in Harp. And you might have heard about Harp because this is the place where Alexei Navalny was murdered. And now Azad is in the same district, in the same region, and we are worried that they won't let him. They won't release him when the sentence is over. We are worried that they will kill him. We are worried that they will break his spirit, and we are fighting for his freedom and for his life. And Azad is fighting for himself as well. And he speaks about his tortures, and he speaks about the tortures of other prisoners. So he is also the voice of other prisoners in the same colony. And so this is a very important example of solidarity that we can really, you know, read a page from his book.
Okay, then I have also a second question, because during the conversation you mentioned that there is a very good example of solidarity action in France, because I ask you that it's kind of difficult to imagine for me some solidarity with the Russian political prisoners in German universities. At least I don't know about this, but maybe you can tell us how it's going on in France.
And so the solidarity with Azad started in Russia, in Moscow State University, as he is an alumni of this university. And very fast, French mathematicians showed support, partly because Russian mathematicians were in Marseille in conference when Azad was arrested. So they addressed their French colleagues immediately. But not only French, American Mathematical Society also showed support. So at first it was international solidarity campaign. But now the core of this campaign is based in France, partly because French trade unionists took Azad's case very close to heart. And they perceive the fight for Azad as the fight against Putin's regime, and basically as the fight against the war in Ukraine. So it's not very obvious, but for them, fighting for Azad means fighting against the war in Ukraine, fighting against invasion, so fighting against the dictatorship of Putin. But there is also another part of this equation. And another part is the history of French mathematicians who organized during Brezhnev times in order to help Russian mathematician Leonid Plush. And the very same people who were participants of this solidarity campaign with Plush continued their activism, and they organized the committee of mathematicians, of French mathematicians, to help Azat Miftakhov. So there is this historical context that nourishes the current mobilization of French citizens with a Russian political prisoner. But not just political prisoner, he's a mathematician, and that actually allows a lot of people who identify themselves with this discipline to engage in this solidarity campaign. And so this is very particular French context indeed.
And how then you make your solidarity? Is it like mails, or it's events, or it's some, I don't know what this could be?
Yeah, so at first we were exactly doing that. So we were organizing letters to Azat in order to help him hold his spirit. We also tried to raise some money for his lawyers, because every visit of the lawyer is extremely expensive, and it's crucial that the lawyer visits a political prisoner, not because the lawyer will actually advocate in court and prove that the prisoner was wrongly convicted, but the lawyer has the right to see the prisoner. That's the important situation here now, and that costs money. So because Harp is situated in the far north, so we did this basic stuff to support Azat, like, you know, in general, and to make his case as loud as possible. But that was before we knew that he was tortured in Harp. Now that it came to our knowledge and to broad public that he was brutally tortured in Harp, we understand that this soft type of solidarity is not enough, and we are calling for action. We try to build a coalition of different organizations, French and not French. We also have Spanish and Brazilians and Africans, and we really hope that the participation of Global South in our coalition might draw some emotions in Putin's regime, because Putin's regime is sensible about their relationships with Global South. So bringing together all these organizations from Global North and from Global South, we are making a coalition that will advocate for Azat's freedom, signing one very particular text, and you can find this text on our website, Solidarité Free Azat. So we're done with bringing individuals together to help Azat. We're now bringing associations and organizations together to make our statement more, prominent, to bring more political weight to what we are advocating for, that being Azat's freedom and life.
Thank you very much for the conversation, and I wish you a lot of, how to say, in German, viel Erfolg. And if you want to say last word, how the people around could help you, or maybe some awards, how they do their own campaigns to support any academics which we discussed today also.
Well, that depends what resources you have if you want to help. But just for the German audience, maybe, or the audience who is now situated in Germany, one last word would be that Die Linke Köln signed our petition as well, which was very pleasant news for us. So if you are in any organization, in political organization, in an academic organization that is politically engaged enough to sign any petition, maybe it's high time to propose to your organization signing a petition for Azat Miftakhov. That would be very nice. Just follow the example of Die Linke Köln. It is completely possible to join this movement. If you have any other resources, basically you can write an email to us, libertepourazat@gmail.com. And propose what you have, and we can see how we can work together to make Azat's case more loud. Because at this point, we think that gathering as much symbolical capital, as much political capital as possible in one place in order to push the wall at its weakest brick, basically That's what we're trying to do. So anything, any resources that you have might be useful.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Dat is natuurlijk wel verschoven in de loop van de 20e eeuw. Maar nog altijd is daar een soort wanverhouding dat heel veel dingen die zeg maar, gewone mensen bezighouden, kleine verhalen, die halen de krant niet. En dat komt in de ene tijd door de uitgestrektheid, maar ook doordat er geen. Ja, dat mensen. De mainstream en het nieuws wordt gewoon bepaald nog steeds door een bepaalde elite. Nou ja, en om met die wereld in contact te komen, dan is de krant een heel belangrijk medium, letterlijk. Want er zijn gewoon geen andere bronnen. Er zijn geen.
оставшийся без работы, что может быть хуже для сторожа? Шофер, забывший карту мест, горе для пешехода, усталость профессионалов обычно кончается смертью. Шерстинки на грубой шинели солдата волнуют нежное тело актрис. Пьяный киномеханик плохо покажет фильм. Кактус, потрогай кактус, как нас немного, как нас. Спим на посту. Начальник, забывший собственный долг, стол для игры в домино, кошка, которая мучается дома, плохой пример для ребенка. Усталость профессионалов обычно кончается смертью.
Thank you.
Thank you.